forming young and hypervelocity stars in the galactic center via tidal disruption of a molecular cloud, by Eugene Rozev et al. The Milky Way galaxy hosts a 4 million solar mass black hole, SGRA, that underwent a major accretion episode approximately 3-6 mega-years ago. During the episode, hundreds of young massive stars formed in a disk orbiting SGRA in the central half-parsec. The recent discovery of a hypervelocity star S5HVS1, ejected by SGRA 5 mera ago with a velocity vector consistent with the disk, suggests that this event also produced binary star disruptions. The initial stellar disk has to be rather eccentric for this to occur. Such eccentric disks can form from the tidal disruptions of molecular clouds. Here we perform simulations of such disruptions, focusing on gas clouds on rather radial initial orbits. As a result, stars formed in our simulations are on very eccentric orbits, bar approximately 0.6, with a lopsided configuration. For some clouds, counter-rotating stars are formed. As in previous work, we find that such disks undergo a secular gravitational instability that leads to a moderate number of particles obtaining eccentricities of 0.99 or greater, sufficient for stellar binary disruption. We also reproduce the mean eccentricity of the young disk in the galactic center, though not the observed surface density profile. We discuss missing physics and observational biases that may explain this discrepancy. We conclude that observed S stars, hypervelocity stars, and disk stars tightly constrain the initial cloud parameters, indicating a cloud mass between a few times 10 to the power of 4 and 10 to the power of 5 MSN, and a velocity between approximately 40 and 80 km S1 at 10%. This was forming young and hypervelocity stars in the galactic center via tidal disruption of a molecular cloud, by Eugene Rozev et al.